From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Climate change represents an existential threat to agriculture in California. That's according to Kayla Unger, Special Advisor for Climate, Water, and Drought for the California Department of Food and Agriculture, who says 8 of 10 major crops grown in California could be most affected by increasingly hot and dry conditions. The crops she cited were almonds, wine grapes, table grapes, strawberries, hay, walnuts, freestone peaches, and cherries. A new study from Growth Energy found nationwide access to E15 could save drivers billions in annual fuel costs and create new jobs. The study by ABF Economics comes with record-high gas prices and the president's emergency E15 summer waiver. The study says a nationwide transition to E15 would generate an additional $36.3 billion in income, support an additional 188,000 jobs, and generate $66.3 billion for the gross domestic product. Bayer will challenge a jury decision to award a group $275 million for health problems related to their exposure to PCBs manufactured by Monsanto, later acquired by Bayer. A jury in Washington state found in favor of the 13 plaintiffs who alleged they were exposed to the chemical at an education center in Monroe, Washington. Bayer plans to appeal based on what it sees as multiple errors and a lack of proof. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.